Now, one of the most watched TV shows on the BBC iPlayer was This Country. The people either went back and watched it or discovered it for the first time, looking for something new, as people gave recommendations, which was, I'm sure, great for everybody involved. And a clip emerged on social media the other day, which didn't go out in episode two, which was very funny, and unfortunately, it's far too fruity for us to play at this time of day. But it was very funny. And Paul Cooper, who plays Martin Mucklow in the series, was front and centre in this. And I went along and I just checked out Paul's profile on social media. And there's a lot of love for football in there. So I thought we should get him on for a chat. And we're very pleased to say, here he is. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yeah, shame we can't play a bit of that clip. Because
it was all ad lib as well on the night. We just made it up on the night, so yeah.
And the boys there, they're just trying to keep a straight face, as is often in the case when you're doing a sort of riffing on something like that. They just about held it together.
Well, yeah, we had quite a few takes, and they kind of use apple ties for kind of lager, so I was being apple ties was being poured into mine, but. Charlie and Jimmy would kind of ask the guy behind the extra behind the bar to keep pulling them pints. So I think it was on about the sixth or seventh pint they were on when that little clip came on.
Wow. It was a great series. Three series they did, didn't they? So it must have been a great thing to be involved in.
Yeah, amazing, especially so, you know, I'm not an actor, you know, so to get a chance to be in a BAFTA-winning comedy at kind of in your 60s is unbelievable. So, yeah, thanks to the kids for that, because there's no way I would have been on it otherwise, I guess.
So I didn't know you as an actor. I know your brother, your real-life brother, who plays your brother in the series. He's an actor.
And the kids.
So how did you get involved?
Well, Daisy, Kerry and Charlie, Curtin and my kids. So, and they wanted, they were casting for the Kerry's dad. And Kerry said, you know, you look a bit like me, kind of poor girl. And so, have a go at it. So I said, well, you know, what do I do? What kind of voice do you want? And they said, listen to the go on YouTube and listen to the Fred West police interview tape. That's the voice we want. So I did, and I was lucky I got the part.
It's a fairly dark reference point, isn't it? Really,
but dark,
sometimes you have to read it well. Yeah. So tell us a bit more. As I said, when I checked out your profile, you're involved in. I mean, you're a Fulham fan to start with. So is that a local thing, geographical thing?
No, I mean I'm living in kind of Gloucestershire, but it was actually Charlie that got me into Fulham about 16 years ago. We kind of went up to London and wanted to go to a match, so we went to Fulham and just Craven Cottage, you know, just we kind of fell in love with the place and the club and the fans, you know, and we've been kind of an ardent supporter ever since, you know. So we're both season ticket holders there. Yeah, yeah.
What do they do then, this organisation? I see they've got a National Children's Football Week that they've just had.
Yeah, this is the National Children's Football Alliance that I noticed. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, it's something I do in my spare time, and I'm a director now. We've been going for 12 years. A colleague of mine, Ernie Brennan, got me on board at early stages, and we've been a charity now for 2 years. And most of what we do kind of revolves around the Flanders Peace Pitch, which is just a grass pitch and simple changing rooms, which is basically on the site of the Christmas Truce, the 1914 Christmas Truce, and also by one of the games was played during the Christmas Truce between the Allied soldiers and the Germans. Mm. And our whole kind of premise is, you know, if you can have a game of football against your enemy during World War, then anything's possible. So we twin pitches around the world with the Flanders Peace Pitch, and then kind of kids from those areas come once a year for a week. So it's fully funded in Europe. So we have kids from kind of last year from Belfast, from England, down in Essex, And then we have refugee children based in Belgium. And then we have various other European countries. And we also do some fundraising to get guests from another country. So we had kids from India from the slums last year. And this year we've got a this country versus that country charity football match to raise funds for Israeli children, both Jewish and Arab kids to come over. But it's brilliant. The kids just all come on, and football is just such an international language. You know, it's a common language, and they become ambassadors for peace. They stay there for a week. They do various sports. And they do kind of art graffiti and drumming and go around to all kind of memorials and war walks and stuff and have an incredible week and just all bond together. Amazing.
Fantastic. So, Paul, what are the things you're planning to do? Have you got the bug for acting now? Is that you want to do more?
I absolutely love it, yeah. I mean, because my normal job is I work in hoarded homes with hoarders, so it's quite a contrast.
Yeah, I saw that story. I mean, it's amazing. And so this is, I mean, you know, we've seen it over the year on TV shows. It's probably the infamous Mr. Treebus from Life of Grime that I think most people saw all those years ago as a sort of hoarder.
Yeah, I've seen many Mr. Treebuses. Yeah, you know, some fantastic people. And it affects about 6% of the population of people with hoarding behaviours. But it's something quite scary, like 1 in 3, 1 in 4 fire deaths are hoarding related. So it's about making things safe and making sure people are on radar. And I think we're going to get a lot more people with hoarding behaviours because after COVID, with kind of people dying and lockdown, you know, these triggers, the main trigger is bereavement.
What led you into that? Was that something that you'd had issues with yourself or?
No, not particularly. There was a family member that had some hoarding behaviours, so it was kind of, that was certainly of interest, but it just kind of appealed to me. It was just so interesting, and watching Mr. Treebus, you know, that Life of Grime series had such an effect, you know, back in the noughties or whenever it was on. And this opportunity came up, and it is fascinating, absolutely fascinating about, you know, just seeing people in those circumstances and why they've got into those circumstances because of various kind of triggers, you know, so which are kind of numerous. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, lovely to talk to you, Paul. Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
And you guys. Cheers,
there
man.
There we are. There's Paul Cooper from this country, big Fulham fan. So there we are. What an interesting.
Yeah, like interesting. Mrs. Brown's boys, the whole family are involved.
Yeah, that's what I didn't realise that. So anyway, there we are. Interesting guy. It's Hawksby.